the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
So to begin, well, this tense standoff between the EU and the US over US President Donald Trump's tariffs is coming to a head with the 1st of August deadline looming. The EU is scrambling to strike a deal that could spare it from steep new tariffs on exports. But if there's no agreement, the fallout could be even more serious. Higher costs for consumers and businesses, pressure on jobs, and a deepening rift in transatlantic relations. Joining me to explore what's at stake and where things might be heading is John Fitzgerald, economist and adjunct professor at Trinity College Dublin. John, the latest on these US-EU trade talks suggests that Donald Trump is pushing hard now for a deal on tariffs that's in the region of 15 to 20%, not the original 10%. And he's already put it on the table that if there's no deal, it'll be 30%. It's not going well, is it?
No, it's not. And I suppose one of the things about his letter saying, oh, it'll be 30% is if there is a deal, he can then claim victory. I beat up the EU and they've agreed. So there's game playing. All of this is a game on Trump's part. And it makes it very difficult from a European point of view to know who you're negotiating with and what's the bottom line.
But a game, not in the sense that it's only just a tactic and there won't be a big stick at the end of it. Do you think that some of the threats are real?
I think it looks likely now that there will be tariffs above 10%. So, yes, there is a stick.
So what does that mean for us? If there's a deal and it's 15 or 20%, how serious is that for our economy?
It's serious, but it's serious for Europe. And what's bad for Europe is bad for us. Like, the direct effect on our trade will be quite significant. But the indirect effects through messing up Europe will be possibly bigger. So, yes, this is not good news.
One of the other elements of it, Marko Šefčovič, who's doing the negotiations on behalf of the EU, was giving some briefings yesterday and was quite downbeat about the direction, because not only is the White House pushing for this 15 to 20% in a deal, but there's also a question of carve-ups for other industries like the motor industry and where that might land. What's happening with that?
Well, there's been the Commission has spent a lot of time on Germany's problems on the car industry, and it's particularly Germany and Sweden export a lot of cars to the US. And there's been discussions on how much, like, some of the parts in the cars may have come from the US. How do you deal with this? So they've devoted a lot of time to Germany's problems on this, but it's not going well.
Have they taken their eye off the ball in relation to other things? Like, for us, it doesn't seem to be going well because we have a lot at stake. And also the EU has proposed countermeasures in the event that there isn't a deal. And that includes areas like aircraft, bourbon. So if you have reciprocals on those, we would be in trouble, wouldn't we?
It will affect us. I think that the really big area for Ireland is pharmaceuticals, which Trump hasn't yet made up his mind what he wants to do, because actually doing anything that doesn't screw up the US economy and US consumers is going to be difficult for him. So that is still to come. And it may be that the Americans announce something at the beginning of August on pharmaceuticals. So that's really serious for us. The negatives are on aircraft. Europe buys more Airbus than Boeing, with the exception of one major airline, the US Airlines.
So they mainly buy European aircraft.
European. And in the US, they mainly buy American Boeing. The really big European airline that buys Boeing is Ryanair. Ryanair will be very significantly affected if there's, say, a 20% tariff on all Boeing aircraft. Now, it depends. If Ryanair's contract with Boeing is for delivery of the aircraft in Dublin, then Boeing will pay the tariff. But if it's for delivery in Seattle, which I suspect, then Ryanair would have to pay that. So there are negatives on the retaliation, which will complicate things.
One of the reasons why Donald Trump might be pushing particularly hard at this point in the negotiations is the deadline is coming. Why not push? But he's also helping out Ukraine, something that the Europeans really want to happen. He's increased the military support and sales to the Ukraine, even though he says that the EU is going to end up paying for it. Do you think that in the negotiations, the European governments have to be very careful about that because they don't want to alienate him on that issue?
Yeah, the Ukraine is Europe's weakness, that we don't want to really irritate Trump because we need him to support the Ukraine and not Russia. And that is a real vulnerability. Were it not for the Ukraine, then Europe would probably take a much tougher line. Also, there's the issue that Trump has beaten up everybody, which isn't good for the US. But whether the rest of the world gets together, and Martin Wolf, who's one of the most insightful commentators in the Financial Times during the week, talked about the rest of Europe ganging up on the US and saying, we're going for free trade. So sign up immediately to Mercosur, the Canada Free Trade Agreement. They're looking at an agreement with Indonesia, Japan.
Politically, so, a lot of that's not very straightforward, though, is it, John?
It's not straightforward. Well, going back to the original, US has torn up the world rules on trade. If we stick with the world rules on trade with other countries and go for a liberalisation, for example, in Mercosur, that'll be good for the rest of the world.
Finally, John, do you think that if the Trump administration goes ahead with a lot of these tariffs, and clearly tariffs are now part of the landscape, it's all about what percentage, will it ultimately blow up on the American economy? Will it hike up inflation and they'll have to climb back down from it?
The US economy is going to be much worse off as a result of Trump's policies. Firstly, if he puts tariffs on pharmaceuticals, because the only place in the world that produces a lot of the drugs is Ireland, US consumers will either have to die or pay for pharmaceuticals. So they'll end up paying with higher prices. The other thing which is really bad for the US economy is the budget bill, which is just passed, which is going to borrow like mad. And we have seen in the past, if you borrow like mad and the US debt levels are higher, that much higher than ours were in 2008, they're beginning off. And the only way of dealing with that would be higher inflation. And we already see the dollar has fallen by 10% under Trump.
So that's a real challenge as well. John Fitzgerald, economist and adjunct professor at Trinity College Dublin, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Well, one thing's for sure, that the heat is on as the EU races to avoid that tariff clash before the August 1st deadline.